Now, here is why this is so important. Go to Haggai. Chapter 2, verse 11, and stay there because we will read some more verses. Thus said the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests concerning the law, saying. It's close towards the end of the Old Testament.
Two?
It's before, eh?
What chapter?
Chapter 2, verse 11.
خداوند لشکرها چنین می‌فرماید: از کاهنان درباره شریعت پرسیده بگیر.
Yeah, so God is telling the prophet Haggai. Here are some questions. Yeah, I want you to ask the priests in regards to the law.
Now,
let's look at the first question. Verse 12. If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine, oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said that, and said no.
اگر کسی گوشت مقدس را در دامن جامه خود هم کند و آنگاه دامن جامش به نان، آش، شراب، روغن یا هر خوراک دیگری برخورد، آیا آن خوراک مقدس می شود؟ کاهن پاسخ داد خیر.
Yeah, so here's the question. What if I carry something that is holy? Yeah, in this case meat. And I carry it in my garments, and then a part of my garment touches something else. It touches another piece of meat or bread or oil. Now, will these other objects that are being touched now, will these be also holy now? Is the holiness transferring to the other things? And the priest says no. Then he asks the next question, verse 13. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touches any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean.
آنگاه حجی گفت اگر کسی که به سبب تماس با جنازه نجس شده است یکی از آن خوراک ها را لمس کند آیا آن خوراک نجس می شود؟ کاهنان در پاسخ گفتند آری نجس می شود.
Yeah, so what if something is unclean and it touches something else that is clean? What's happening then? Yeah, will the uncleanness transfer to the other object? And the answer is yes. Yeah, it shall be unclean. Yeah, if you have a stack of dirty dishes and you put some clean dishes in the stack, unfortunately, the rest doesn't get clean. Now, what happened is that now you have to wash all of them because all are dirty. Yeah, pretty straightforward. Now, what's the idea that's being communicated here? Something that is holy plus something that is unholy results in something that is unholy. Yeah, the holiness is affected and becomes unholy. How can we prevent clean dishes from getting dirty?
Yeah.
Separate them in a different stack.
Yeah, set them apart.
Now, read the next verse. Verse 14. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, said the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean.
آنگاه حجی در جواب گفت خداوند می‌فرماید این قوم نیز چنینند و این ملت نیز در نظر من بدین گونند و عمل دست‌هایشان جملگی چنین است هر هدیه‌ای که بدان جا می‌آورند نجس است.
Yeah, so Haggai is preaching against the kingdom of Judah.
حجی در حقیقت ضد ملکوت یهودا داره صحبت
میکنه. Hey, you guys are not being separated.
شما جدا نشدین. باید میبودین.
They are in touch with what is unclean.
لمس کردین چیزی که نجس.
They are involved with what is not holy.
کاری دارین انجام میدین که مقدس نیست.
And as a result.
و در نتیجه.
Yeah, what they do and what they offer is also unclean as well.
و به شما داده شدن اونم ناپاکه.
Because they are not being holy as God had commanded them to be.
همونجوری که خداوند فرمان داده که ما مقدس.
And the result is that their relationship with God is affected.
تون با خدا رابطه‌شون با خداوند تحت تاثیر قرار.
Yeah, they're not in a good place with God.
یه تو جای خوبی با خداوند نیستن.
Yeah, what is the point I'm trying to make?
If
you combine what is clean, what is unclean, yeah, both become unclean.
If you
combine what is holy with what is unholy, both become unholy. And for this not to happen, you need separation between the clean and the unclean. Yeah, you need separation between the holy and the unholy. Yeah, to be holy as God's people, we need to separate ourselves from the world. Not physically, but spiritually. Living our lives in a different way.
Yeah,
the way that is pleasing to God.
جوری که باعث شادی خداوند.
Yeah, where we do not do the things of the, what the world does.
دنیا انجام میده انجام ندیم.
Where we do not watch the things that the world watches.
نگاه میکنه نبینیم.
Where we don't clothe the way the world clothes.
جوری که دنیا لباس
میشه. Where we don't listen
گوش
to the things the world listens to.
جوری که دنیا گوش میکنه.
Yeah, so we do not become people where the works of our hands and where the things we offer are unclean.
که به دستمون داریم ناپاک باشه. چیزایی که تقدیم میکنیم ناپاک و نجس
باشه. We have to separate ourselves.
Yeah?
Be ye separate. Be ye holy.
خودمون رو جدا
as I am holy.
مقدس باشیم همونجوری که خداوند مقدسه.
Yeah, so God wants us to be separate. He wants us to be holy.
خداوند میخواد ما جدا باشیم.
Yeah. And he tells us, do not be yoked together with an unbeliever.
یوک نشید با غیر ایماندار.
Yeah, what has righteousness to do with unrighteousness?
ناپاکی با پاکی چه
what has Christ to do with Belial?
مسیح با بلیال چه
what has light to do with darkness?
نور با تاریکی چه رفاقت
what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
معبد خداوند با بت پرستان چه ربطی داره?
Yeah, go back to 2 Corinthians 6 and read verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean, and I will receive you.
پس خداوند میگوید از میان ایشان بیرون آیید و جدا شوید و چیز ناپاک را لمس مکنید و من شما را خواهم پذیرم.
Yeah, wherefore? Yeah, for this reason.
برای همین.
Come out from among them.
بیرون آیید.
For this reason.
به خاطر همین.
I do not want you to be involved with the things of this world.
چیزهای دنیا و ناپاکی را لمس نکنید.
For this reason.
به خاطر این دلیل.
I want you to make different choices.
میخوام تصمیمات سوا بگیرم.
Yeah, for this reason.
به خاطر این دلیل.
I do not want you to touch the unclean thing.
نمیخوام چیزهای ناپاک را لمس کنید.
Why? Because.
چرا؟
When something that's clean touches something that's unclean, both become unclean. Yeah, not the opposite way around. Yeah, and notice what it says at the end of verse 17.
آیه 17 چی میگه آخرش؟
Yeah, so that I will receive you.
من شما را خواهم پذیرفت.
So you can draw near to me.
میتونید به من نزدیک شید. خداوند
and I will draw near to you.
من نزدیک شما خواهم.
So we can have fellowship with God.
مشارکت داشته باشیم با خداوند.
Yeah, when we live a life that is not separate from the world.
و زندگی کنی داشته باشیم که از دنیا جدا نباشه.
Yeah, we cannot be close to God.
اگر جدا نباشه نمیتونیم به خداوند نزدیک باشیم.
Yeah, closeness to God means separation from the world. Go to the book of James. James chapter 4. And read verse 4 for now. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
ای زناکاران مرد و زناکاران زن، آیا نمی‌دانید که دوستی دنیا دشمنی خداست؟ پس هر که می‌خواهد دوست دنیا باشد، دشمن خدا گردد.
Yeah, you cannot do both at the same time.
You
cannot be a friend of the world and then at the same time be a friend of God. No, you choose to be a friend of the world. It means you become an enemy of God. Yeah, how can we be a friend of God?
The answer is
separate that which is holy from that is not holy. Yeah, we separate the clean from the unclean. So not both will become unclean. Read the next verses, 5 to 8. From James 4.
Yeah,
do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
آیا گمان داری که کتاب بیهوده میگوید روحی را که او در ما ساکن کرده است به حد حسادت بر ما اشتیاق دارد اما او به فزونی فیض میبخشد بنابراین میگوید خدا متکبران را مخالفت میکند اما فروتنان را فیض میبخشد پس خدا را اطاعت نمایید و با ابلیس مقاومت کنید تا از شما برد بزند و به خدا نزدیکی جویید و او به شما نزدیک خواهد شد دستهای خود را پاک سازید ای گناهکاران و دلهای خود را پاک کنید ای دو دلا
we are to draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. How do you do that? Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Yeah, not the physical washing of hands, but the washing of your life from sin. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Yeah, through cleaning ourselves, through physically, not physically, but spiritually, by purifying ourselves, we can draw close to God. And how close you will be with God is dependent on how holy you live. Yeah, the God of the universe wants you to be close to him, but for that to become a reality, you have to clench your hands and purify your heart. You have to exercise separation from the world. Go to 1 John. 1 John and stay in that chapter because we're going to read another verse from there. 1 John 1, and read verses 5 till 10. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
و این است پیغامی که از او شنیدید و به شما اعلام می نماییم که خدا نور است و هیچ تاریکی در وی هرگز نیست. اگر گوییم که با وی مشارکت داریم در حالی که در تاریکی گام برداریم، دروغ می گوییم و به راستی عمل نمی کنیم. اما اگر در نور گام برداریم چنان که او در نور است با یکدیگر مشارکت داریم و خون پسر او عیسی مسیح ما را از هر گناه پاک می‌سازد اگر گوییم که گناه نداریم خود را فریب می‌دهیم و راستی در ما نیست اگر به گناهان خود اعتراف کنیم او امین و عادل است تا گناهان ما را بیامرزد و ما را از هر ناراستی پاک سازد اگر گوییم که گناه نکرده‌ایم او را دروغگو می‌شماریم و کلام او در ما نیست
Yeah, so God is light. And him there is no darkness at all. Now, can we live in fellowship with the one who is light when we are in darkness? Yeah, when we are not living a life that is holy.
When
we are not separated from this world. And the answer is no, it's impossible.
Yeah?
We will not have fellowship with him. Does it mean that you're not saved? No, nope, that's nothing to do with that. Salvation is by faith. You can be a true believer on his way to heaven. Yet you are not close to God. The fellowship is not there because you live in darkness. Yeah, you're not separated from the world. And for us to be separated from the world, we need to deny the world. We need to reject its influences in our lives. Yeah, we need to reject its so-called wisdom. We need to reject its ideas. Because the world has nothing to offer.
Here,
go to 1 John 2. And you can see what the world offers you. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
دنیا را و آنچه در دنیاست دوست مدارید، زیرا اگر کسی دنیا را دوست دارد محبت پدر در وی نیست، زیرا که آنچه در دنیاست از تمایلات جنس و تمایلات چشم غرور زندگانی از پدر نیست بلکه از جهان است و دنیا و تمایلات آن درگذر است، اما کسی که به اراده خدا عمل می‌کند تا به ابد باقی می‌ماند.
Yeah, love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. Now, what is the world offering? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's all the world has to offer. This is all what the unsaved are busy with. They're busy with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And this is the course that Satan has set for this world. Yeah, the world that has nothing more to offer. Yeah, so when we go after these things, you are at enmity with God. You're not separated.
دیگه جدا نمیشید.
Yeah, you're living in darkness and you don't have fellowship.
کی زندگی میکنی و دیگه مشارکتی نداری.
Yeah, what's being presented to you in the shopping malls?
وقتی میری تو مال خرید.
Is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
شهوت چشم.
What you see on in the movies?
فیلم ها چی میبینی؟
Yeah, it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
غرور زندگی.
Yeah, the world. By default, caters to these things. This is all the world gives. Yeah, whatever you see people being busy with who are not in Christ, yeah, they are busy with the things that are according to the course of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Yeah, the Bible says that's not of the Father. Yeah, God wants us to live a life that is separate from what the world is offering. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
پس ای برادران در پرتو رحمت‌های خدا از شما استدعا می‌کنم که بدن‌های خود را قربانی زنده مقدس پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید، که عبادت معقول شما همین است. به همشکل این جهان مشوید، بلکه با نوشدن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو پسندیده و کامل خدا چیست.
Be not conformed to this world.
Yeah?
Be ye separate.
جداشی.
Yeah? Don't pattern yourself after this world.
خودتون رو شبیه این دنیا نکنید.
Don't look at what the world does and say I want to do that too.
منم میخوام همین کارو بکنم.
Yeah, when you put on your clothes, don't put on what the world wants to put on. Put on what God approves of.
چیزی که خود دنیا بهت میگه امروز
بپوش. When you watch things,
اگه چیزی نگاه میکنی چیزی نگاه نکن.
Don't watch what the world watches.
دنیا نگاه میکنه.
Yeah, don't put wicked things before your eyes.
چیزهای بد جلوی چشات نذار.
Yeah, what you listen to, don't listen to what the world listens to.
Yeah?
Remember, what is unholy affects what is holy.
Yeah?
Because if you combine holy with unholy, both become unholy.
Yeah?
Instead of patterning ourselves after worlds, we want to be transformed. Go to 2
Corinthians 7:1.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
زیرا اینک همین که اندوه شما برای خدا بود، چه ملاحظه کاری، چه دفاع از خود، چه خشم، چه ترس، چه اشتیاق، چه غیرت، چه انتقامی را در شما پدید آورد. در هر چیز خود را ثابت کردید که در این امر بی تقصیر.
Yeah, perfecting means making complete, making whole.
کامل شدن.
Yeah, we cleanse ourselves. We are perfecting, we are completing.
خودمون رو کامل می‌کنیم.
We are maturing in holiness and the fear of God.
در قدسیت خداوند و ترس خداوند خودمون رو کامل می‌کنیم.
Be separate.
جدا شید.
Now why are we to be separate ourselves from the world?
چرا باید خودمون رو از دنیا جدا کنیم؟
Because we're called a holy nation.
چون خونده شدیم که قوم مقدس خدا باشیم.
Yeah, because God tells us be holy as I'm holy.
خدا خواسته که مقدس باشین همون جوری که من مقدسم.
Because God tells us be separate.
خدا گفته جدا شید.
Why are we to be separate ourselves from the world?
چرا باید خودمون رو از دنیا؟
Because We are not just separated from the world.
ما فقط از دنیا جدا
نشدیم. We are separated unto God.
ما جدا شدیم برای خدا.
And the measure in which we separate,
پیمانه اندازه‌گیری جدایی ما.
The measure in which we live holy,
پیمانه اندازه‌گیری قدوسیت ما.
Is the measure how close we can be with God.
بستگی به این داره که چقدر به خدای قدوس نزدیک.
Yeah, we want God to receive us.
می‌خوای به خداوند قدوس نزدیک. We want to have fellowship. می‌خوای مشارکت.
Yeah, with the one we love, with the one who saved us.
می‌خوای عاشق اون که هستی باشی که تو نجات داده.
Why are we? Why do we want to be separate ourselves from the world?
چرا باید خودمون رو از دنیا جدا کنیم؟
Because when we don't, that which is unholy will affect that which is holy. Yeah, holy plus unholy equals unholy.
مقدس به غیر مقدس باعث میشه که جفتش ناپاک و نامقدس باشه.
Why are we to separate ourselves from the world?
چرا خودمون رو جدا میکنیم از دنیا؟
Because we have a great commission to fulfill.
چون فرمان بزرگی از خداوند داریم که باید انجام بدیم.
The whole conversation we're having from 2 Corinthians 6.
از دوم قرنتیان فصل 6. همه کارهایی که داریم انجام میدیم.
Is in the context of the great commission.
خدمت فرمان اعظم خداست.
Why are we to be separate ourselves from the world? Because those who are not in Christ follow the course that Satan sets. Yeah, the course of this world. And what the world has to offer is only the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the course of Satan, yeah, is opposite of what God wants us to God wants us to live.
کاری که شیطان میتونه انجام بده ضد اون چیزی است که خدا میخواد.
Be separate.
و در نتیجه جدا
live a life
زندگی بکنید
that is clean, that is purified.
زندگی داشته باشید مقدس.
Yeah, cleanse yourself.
خودتون رو پاک کنید.
Let's close with the verses. We're reading the verses again from 2 Corinthians. But now we're going to read till the end. We can include verse 18. So 2 Corinthians 6 verses 14 to 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty.
زیر یوغ ناموافق با بی ایمانان مروید، زیرا عدالت را با گناه چه رفاقت و نور را با تاریکی چه شراکت است، و مسیح را با بلیعال چه مناسبت و مؤمن را با بی ایمان چه نصیب است، و معبد خدا را با بت‌ها چه توافق است، زیرا شما معبد خدای زنده می باشید، چنان که خدا گفت که در ایشان ساکن خواهم بود و در ایشان راه خواهم رفت و خدای ایشان خواهم بود و ایشان قوم من خواهم. پس خداوند میگوید از میان ایشان بیرون آید و جدا شوید و چیز ناپاک را لمس مکنید و من شما را خواهم پذیرفت و شما را پدر خواهم بود و شما مرا پسران و دختران خواهید بود. خداوند قادر مطلق
میگوید. Yeah. Come out from among them. Be ye separate.
جدا باشید.
Touch not the unclean thing.
چیزهای ناپاک رو لمس نکنید.
And I will receive you.
و من شما رو دریافت می‌کنم.
And will be a father unto you.
پدری برای شما.
And you shall be sons and daughters.
و شما پسران و دختران.
Now you might think, are we not already sons of God because we're Christians?
خداوند نیستیم ایمان داریم.
And the answer is yes. When you got saved, you were adopted into His family. Yeah, we are children.
فرزند او شدیم.
But here's the difference.
اما تفاوت این فرزند با اون فرزند.
Yeah, physically somebody can be your father and mother.
از لحاظ جسمانی شاید یه نفر پدر و مادرت
باشه. But it doesn't mean you have a relationship with your father or mother.
اما معنیش نیست اون رابطه صمیمی رو با پدر و مادرت داشته.
Yeah, and God doesn't want just to be the one who begets you.
خداوند نمیخواد فقط اونی باشه که تو رو فرزند خونده قبول کرده و رهات کنه.
He also wants to be your father as in having a relationship with you.
بلکه میخواد خدای پدرتون باشه که باهاتون رابطه داره و هر روزه باهاتون در تماس.
I want to deal with you as a father.
به عنوان یک پدر میخوام بغلت کنم.
Not as the Lord Almighty.
تو باشم. نه مثل خدای مقدس
بالا سر. And this cannot happen.
و این رابطه نمیتونه اتفاق بیفته.
You are not separated from the world.
اگر دنیا جدا نشی.
Yeah, it cannot happen when you
touch something. نمیتونه اتفاق بیفته که همش به چیزهای ناپاک دست بزنی.
It cannot happen when you hang out in darkness.
همش در تاریکی داری قدم برمیداری.
And think you can have fellowship with the one who is light.
و میتونی نور و مشارکت داشته باشی با اون که در نور هست.
Yeah, be separate.
جدا باشی.
Yeah, be holy as I am holy.
مقدس باشید همونجوری که من مقدس.
Amen.
آمین.